Hello, my name is Kang Mok Hu. I'm from West Virginia University. I'm an assistant professor in West Virginia University. I would like to talk about interaction between epicutical petrochemical property and porcine rotavirus attachment on various salad vegetables, which I conduct this research in University of Illinois. People often blame veggie is a major cause of foodborne illness, which is true. And this is why leafy vegetable biosafety is very important. And foodborne illness in the United States is getting important because of the number of fatal illness and substantial economic loss. And among that, human enteric virus are leading cause, which is account for 60% of total foodborne illness case. There are several factors which influence on the contamination, which is pre-harvest contamination, because viral particle and bacterial particle are hydrophilic, so they can easily incorporate into the irrigation water. So that is a major source how salad vegetables are contaminated in the pre-harvest contamination. And human itself can be contamination source, and also contaminated food processing also major contamination source. When it comes to viral adhesion, it really depends on the viral particle itself and also produced surface and also environment parameter. Especially the interaction between produced surface and viral particle is very important, but there are very limited research was conducted. Especially, we are interested in the epicutical wax layer, because this wax layer is the outermost layer, which is the most likely to interact with viral particle. So, but this nobody conducted any research to find out the interaction between epicutical wax layer and viral particle. So, that's why we conduct. That's why we determine porcine rotavirus attachment from the various salad vegetables in order to provide possible rotavirus attachment mechanism in order to establish a better sanitizing method. In order to address this objective, we choose various salad vegetables, which is spinach, lettuce, and cabbage, and tomato, and kale, and brassica crop and lactase genus crops. We choose rotavirus as model pathogen because this is the most common cause of diarrhea in infants and children worldwide. And we choose porcine rotavirus as a surrogate model for human rotaviruses. We determine several physiochemical parameters in epicutical wax layer, for example, epicutical wax concentration by GC-FID, and contact angle as an indicator of hydrophobicity of salad surface, and also roughness and number and length of stomata. We measure the porcine rotavirus attachment on various salad vegetables. As you can see here, number 10 is colossi. This only remain 0.1% of rotavirus viral particle after water washing, and which is measured by qRT-PCR. And number 7 is spinach. This one has more than 10% of viral particle is remained after water washing. So which means the lowest to highest one is more than 100-fold difference in terms of rotavirus attachment. We also determined epicutic wax composition by GC-FID. As you can see here, number 10 to 12 and number 11 to 24 is higher than other vegetables. And these are collard scale and cabbage and several different tomato size. This crop has higher wax, total wax content. So I calculate correlation coefficient between epicutical physicochemical property and number of rotavirus on produced surface. We found that there was significant negative correlation between viral attachment and long chain alkane and fatty acid and total wax concentration, which means the higher wax content has less viral attachment in the on the cellular vegetable surface. Based on these physicochemical property, we are able to construct a partial least square prediction model. This model can explain 60% of rotavirus attachment using six major factors of epicutical physicochemical parameter. The most important parameter is long chain alkane, and next one is fatty acid and alcohol, ketone, contact angle, and surface roughness. Since we are interested in how also the mechanism, so we also took the image of the cellular vegetal surface using SEM. So we found that there was there were three-dimensional wax crystal in certain crop leaf surface. For example, collard and romaine lettuce has a very distinct three-dimensional wax crystal. I would like to say this is waffle-like crystal, and romaine lettuce is a platelet-like crystal. And we found that eight crop surface has three-dimensional wax crystal, and these crop surface has less have less viral attachment, significantly less viral attachment than two-dimensional wax crystal. When it comes to two-dimensional, it's just monolayer film-like epicutical wax layer, which we cannot see anything on the picture. So they are two-dimensional, but we can easily distinguish three-dimensional crystal wax on the surface in, from the SEM image. And these three-dimensional wax containing containing cellular vegetable also has higher total wax contents and higher contact angle, and also significantly lower surface roughness than two-dimensional wax containing cellular vegetable. So they cannot viral particle cannot stay on the between the belly, so they can have people can easily wash it out. This study determined there was significant variation in terms of rotavirus attachment on the various cellular vegetables, and we found that alkane and fatty acid and total wax concentration of cellular vegetable surface is very important to very important because there was significant correlation between porcine rotavirus attachment. And also we found that three-dimensional epicutical wax crystal may be more effectively inhibit viral adhesion to produce surface. So this is still require more further experiment, but this is very new information in biosafety. So this is all of my talk, and I'm happy to take any questions about this. Yes, sir.
May Pardon me?
For the virus, how did you apply the virus?
We prepare the pilot solution containing pilot particle, and then put in the petri dish, and then make the disc, leaf disc. We just put on the pilot solution, and then we incubate for 2 hours, and then we wash it with PBS 3 times, and then we measure the viral particle amount using QRT-PCR. Yes.
How diverse is the outer structure of the virus? They are pretty similar, or they are they change at all?
Can you repeat your question again?
The outer structure of the rotavirus among species varies a lot, or is pretty much consistent?
I'm sorry, I'm not a biologist, so I cannot answer really, yeah, exactly. So, do you have any, yeah, anyone can tell the, yeah, answer for this? No? Yeah, I think we need, yeah, some biologist, yeah, for that answer. I'm sorry, I cannot, I have no idea, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah, your question is three-dimensional wax crystal shape can affect any bacterial or viral particle attachment, right? We actually also conducting some bacterial attachment as well using E. coli. We have seen very similar trend of correlation between the wax component and E. coli attachment, but I'm not sure how three-dimensional wax crystal shape can affect on the viral attachment or bacterial particle. I think that is very important because my assumption is maybe three-dimensional wax crystal can make more physical barrier to the viral particle or bacterial particle. So compared to the two-dimensional wax layer, if they have a three-dimensional, they can make more physical distance to the bacteria. So that will be really good research question for the future. Okay, thank you very much.